The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
What may turn out to be one of the most far-reaching of this year's U.S. Supreme Court decisions involved the case of Robert Blakely, a man with a history of psychological problems who abducted his estranged wife at knife point from their home in Washington State in order to persuade her to dismiss her suit for divorce. Blakely pled guilty of second-degree kidnapping involving domestic violence and use of a firearm, a crime for which sentencing guidelines set the punishment at 49 to 53 months in jail. At the sentencing hearing, however, the judge declared Blakely to have acted with deliberate cruelty. Those are magic words that trigger very harsh punishments under a domestic violence statute. The judge held his own hearing without a jury and then ordered Blakely to prison for 90 months, which was 3 years longer than the crime for which he was convicted. Blakely had not pled guilty to the more serious charge, and he objected to the longer sentence. Blakely insisted that he had been deprived of his constitutional right to a trial by jury for the crime that called for the longer jail term. Blakely lost all the way up the line in the Washington state courts. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for Blakely, with Justice Scalia writing the decision in defense of jury trials. This reversal of Blakely's sentence brought howls of objections from those who complain that the decision will upset sentencing schemes. However, it was not the sentencing guidelines that were the problem. It was the action of an activist judge who rejected the appropriate sentencing guidelines and instead imposed his political correctness bias to send a man to prison for a crime for which he was never tried and never had a jury trial. Conservatives believe that a jury trial is the strongest bulwark against the criminalization of politically incorrect acts, and it is vitally important to stop activist judges from writing their own social preferences into their decisions.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org. or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirija McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, were you to break off with friends who sin, you'd be friendless. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Jaguar and Land Rover, North America, have recently announced, in fact, they just announced, this is the first time I've seen it, that they are nationally going to sponsor the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. That's GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D. Part of a marketing and advertising campaign is designed to reach gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, that's GLBT. That sounds like a sandwich, doesn't it? And bacon, tomato, what's that? BLT. Oh, well, that's close. Anyway, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender consumers. So they want to sell Jaguars and Land Rovers to the gay, lesbians, etc. We understand the importance of creating strong partnerships with community organizations that impact our customers' lives, says George Ayers, Vice President of Marketing for Jaguar North America. That is why we are proud to support GLAAD's work to promote fairness, inclusion, and equality. For any new, here's the advertising campaign now. For any new or select edition of Jaguar or new or certified pre-owned Land Rover, purchase or leased between January the 1st, 2004 and December 31st, 2004, so for this year, tracked with a special GLAAD Jaguar Land Rover coupon, Jaguar and Land Rover will make individual donations of up to $1,000 to GLAAD. Now, here we have an automobile company donating $1,000 to the GLAAD organization. Yesterday, we had G.B. Oliver with us. Always fun to have old G.B. on the air. We have a lot in common, and I guess the main thing we have in common is that we're both pretty common. But always enjoy having G.B. And we got to talking about so many different things, we didn't really get to make a pitch. But when GB was on the air a month previous, yesterday was the 24th, I believe he was on the 24th a month ago, about that time, we did make a pitch and said, you know, if everybody out there that wants to do something to really help this property rights thing, slow this federal government ours down, and that's what Paragon Foundation is doing, they're literally helping these ranchers and private property owners. And if you were listening yesterday to GB, he gets calls from all over the United States. I have an interesting one here today in Maine where they're trying to take some land. Here's another one. Here's another one in Wisconsin. It's happening all over the United States. And Paragon, to my knowledge, if there is another one out there, I don't know about it, that actually takes money, hires attorneys, gives legal advice to these people on how to control this swarm of bureaucrats that the king has sent upon us to eke out our subsistence. Now, here, GB told me after we got off of the air yesterday, he said, you know, when I was on the air with you the other day, he said, we talked about if everybody would just send in $5 or $10 with your listeners, he said, we'd have money to go on to court on these other cases that are backlogged. He even made the comment yesterday. He says, we've got cases stacked up like firewood. There's two real important cases coming up. They don't have the money to just go into court and to do this at the present time. They go into federal claims court, say, to just like on this land taking, whether it be wetlands, whether it be endangered species. If you can't use your property, you've lost your property rights. Property is more than just a piece of ground. Property is the right to use that piece of ground. And once they've already, the Wayne Hage case settles the situation. But not in total. They need two more cases. I say they because Paragon was a big help to Wayne Hage, although Wayne did all of the work himself. But Paragon did come through with some finances to help continue. If we had two more cases, that's as good, GB says, as going to the Supreme Court, where actually the federal government is going to have to pay for the taking of that land. And by the way, they don't pay what some auditor or some person says it's worth. You're going to get highest and best use. And like GB said yesterday, the best use for your piece of property may have been an 18-hole golf course. It might be worth millions of dollars. And that's what they're going to have to pay. So like on this, say you've got a wetland, or the scenic byway comes through and it takes part of your property, what you're used to be able to do what you want to with it. You can go to claims court, to a federal claims court, and get highest and best use for that piece of property and say they want to make you take down your billboard, which you get maybe $500 a year for letting it set on your property. You say, yes, but look, I'm going to put up 10 more billboards. So instead of $500 a year, I want $5,000 a year, and I'm going to do this for perpetuity. So we're talking about millions of dollars here. And this is the way this thing has to be approached. Now, let me go back to the fact that after we were on the air a month ago, and we talked about how if everybody would just send in $5, $10, whatever, $20 bill, how much that would be of a help. GB said yesterday it takes, what, between $250,000 and $300,000, I think he said, to go to court. It don't take that many people sending in a little bit of money to make a big difference. And he said after we were on the air last month, he said they did get one at least $1,000 check with a lot of other smaller ones. So it helps. Now, if the Land Rovers and the Jaguar people can give $1,000 to GLAAD, how much more good would this money do to keep America free? Point I'm making is there's somebody out there that wants to help, and feel free to do it. All you have to do is, and you can dial 1-877-847-3443 or call here. We can give you the address, send the money here. We can send it on to Paragon. But it's time to see some changes in this country, and Paragon's trying to do something, and you can help. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned. As I have stated time and time and time and time again, it is so obvious that this is not something that is coming up in a certain area, in a certain way. It's happening all over the United States. I have several red flags here today. Red flag, red flag, red flag. Gearing up for another Biosphere Reserve program. For whatever it's worth, most people don't even know what a Biosphere Reserve program is. They tried to do it in the state of Missouri and Arkansas. Actually, it was, I think, a four-state thing. It was Missouri, Arkansas. Then it had a little portion of Illinois, and I'm not sure it went down to Kentucky. It may have gone over into part of Oklahoma or Kansas. I can't remember. But it was mainly in North Arkansas and southern Missouri. It was called the Man in the Biosphere Program. And because enough landowners and property rights people, and they have their organizations organized in those counties, knew what was going on, they got the thing killed. And it's no longer. Except you don't, it's like a cat. You know, they've got nine lives. They keep coming back. Now they're gearing up for the UN Biosphere Reserve Program all over again. It's moved out of the State Department. They took it away from the State Department and put it into guess which department? The United States Department of Agriculture. They're trying to activate the program, the Biosphere program again. Sooner or later, it's going to be in your backyard. You need to study it. You need to learn about it. You need to be ready to take on those people. Here's another one. The Scenic Rivers Watershed Partnership Meeting. This one is going to be held. It's an 8-county meeting being held at Mountain View on September the 1st. I do not have the address. It starts at 1 o'clock, open to the public. To the public. To the public. The people who own and operate land in that part of the country, you need to be there. You need to be there with bonds on, with bells on. Okay, now, here's another one. I got this just today. It's the Conservation Security Program, CSP, represents a new direction in United States farm programs, establishing a reward. You're going to get a reward if you get involved in this for agricultural landowners who meet high technical standards for protecting and enhancing natural resources on their property. It's the east, and I can never pronounce that river's name. I cross it when I go to Iowa, depending upon how you go to Iowa from Missouri. But it's Nishnabotna or something. I never know how to pronounce that. But it was one of 18 U.S. watersheds selected for the CSP program in 2004. And to learn more about it, you're to contact Laura Greiner, and she's got her telephone number here. Well, I contacted Laura this morning, and when we come back, I'll tell you what little Laura knew about the program, but that's all that I know about it. But stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Picked up the telephone and I dialed the number. And I got Laura Greiner. And she is with the Conservation Service there. And she was going to tell me all about the Conservation Security Program. And all she didn't know much about it except what she was reading from. And I probably had the same stuff here that she had. But anyway, this is to reward. Remember, I said this is going to reward landowners for meeting high technical standards for protecting and enhancing natural resources in their watershed. Keep remembering this watershed, people, because this whole United States is under a watershed, and this is the way the feds have changed their... They're not doing it fast enough through endangered species and through heritage sites and this sort of thing, wetlands. They've got to do something a lot faster. So they're working at these watersheds. They're cropping up all over the United States, and they're getting farmers to take money to do this. Now, when you take money from the federal government, you have created what we call a nexus, N-E-X-U-S. Look that up in your dictionary, but what it is, it's a bond, a link, or a connection. So you are, once taking their check, you are bonded to the government. You say, yes, but I'm just working with my local soil conservation district, or I'm just working with my local such and such. Yes, but they have all signed memorandums of cooperation. So you're working with the U.S. Forest Service. You're working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. You're working with every one of these other federal organizations because of this nexus that you have same assigned when you endorsed that check. Okay, now here's what she tells me about this conservation security program. This conservation security program is for things that have already been done on your farm. In other words, if you have already done something, used your own money to do it, got it completed, now you're going to sign up this in this program, and they're going to pay you for doing what you've already done, and you'll also be able to do more because you're going to have more of their Nexus money, all right? So this Friday, August the 27th, that's day after tomorrow, between 8 a.m. and 10:38 a.m., there's going to be a program held at, at Cass County Community Center. This is in Iowa. And it's, I don't know where this is in Iowa, Atlantic. But anyhow, you can go there and you can meet the chief. The chief head honcho is there. And he is going to invite a speaker called Bruce Knight. He's chief for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and U.S. Representative Steve King. And they're going to tell the farmers how they can get more money for doing something that they have already done on their land. Now, King County, Washington. This is the state of Washington. And you say, it's not in my backyard. No, but it will be. Because this isn't the first place this has happened. They're already doing it, and I can't remember the county, but it's in Oregon. It's called the 6510 program. Now, 6510 means that, let's say, to make it simple, you've got 100 acres of land. And with this 6510 program, you have to leave 65 of those acres forever undeveloped. Just because an unelected council tells you to. Well, you say, where does the 10% come in? Well, the 10% is a buffer strip between the 65 acres you left out. There'll be another 10 acres. So there are 75. So that's going to take you from 100 acres down to 25 acres that you can do with as you please. And I wouldn't bet you can do as you please on that. Okay? Now, here this. They had a meeting in King County, Washington. And of the council, no matter which state you're in, as I mentioned before, this is of importance to anybody. Whether you're a landowner or a taxpayer or whatever, what it's doing, it's implementing the Wildlands Project. But it also ties up your property to hold pristine. That's their term. They want you to hold it pristine. 65% of the land in a forever undeveloped state. And as I said, just because an unelected council says so. The issue is highly important, people. The 6510 ordinance forbids a property owner from doing anything with 65% of his or her property. And actually, for 75%, because you have to leave another 10% as a buffer zone between the two. Now, at this first meeting, and they tried to do exactly the same thing at Jamestown, Missouri the other night with salt water conservation thing on the salt program on the Monitor Creek. It was made clear at the meeting, no public testimony will be taken at this meeting. Now, these are arrogant people, ladies and gentlemen. No public testimony. Isn't this what America is all about? See, at that meeting at Jamestown, Missouri, first thing they said is, well, we're not going to take any questions from the audience. Well, they changed their mind. But they didn't want to take questions there. They want to tell their side of the story. They don't want to hear anything else. No public testimony will be taken. Well, if they take this 65% of King County, Washington, the next thing you know, they're going to be taking 65% of your backyard. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins are up big this year? Swiss America reports that there's no vacation in the coin market this year as strong demand continues to drive prices higher and higher. Summertime usually means a slowdown, but not this year, so don't wait. Call Swiss America. Get the facts about the new bull market in gold and silver at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Read their latest report on silver dollars and $20 gold pieces, plus their Real Hot magazine that explains how to restore a gold standard in your portfolio that makes money, no matter how crazy it gets on Wall Street. The number to call is 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Gold and silver coins have provided millions with financial privacy and great profits, and they could do the same for you. It all starts with a phone call to 1-800-BUY-COIN. Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective, and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. Terry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications.
To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why is a boxing ring square? Terry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Yesterday, I received a call from Michigan. And I tried to get this lady to appear on today's show. She says, oh, Derry, she says, I just don't like to speak up in public. She says, I get so mad. I said, that's good. This is a good show for you to get mad on. But she told me that they had a meeting there in her county in Michigan to convince farmers that they needed to put their farms in conservation easements. And they came there with, I don't know, I started to say with a basket full of money, but anyway, with a promise of a basket full of money, to sign these people up and put their farms in conservation easements. Well, this lady had done her homework. And the way we visited for probably 30 minutes, but I wish she would come on and tell her story. It's very interesting, and she did an excellent job telling me on the telephone, although she doesn't think she does a good job of telling the story. But for whatever it's worth, she, as I say, had done her homework, and she'd been to the banks. And she asked the bankers, the presidents of the bank, would you loan money on a piece of property if there was a conservation easement on it? And the answer is always no, of course they're not. Because as G.B. told us one day, he says, you know, these bankers are smart enough to know there's no future in agriculture. So when they loan money on a farm, they are going to take the mortgage on the farm. And they know it's not going to be worth much as a farm. They're going to be able to subdivide it and get its true value. Well, anyway, she said they had these authorities there from these swarms of bureaucracies that are among us today, eking out our substance. And she said, I just caught them in several lies, just bold lies where I had the proof that they were lying to me. And she said, I'd call her hand on it. And she says, finally, I said, well, will a bank loan money on these on this property that has a conservation easement on it? And he said, oh, absolutely. And that's when she said, I blew up. She said, that is a damn lie. She said, that's not right. She says, I've already been to my banker, and my bankers have told me, no, they won't loan money on it. And anyway, she expounded, and it closed up the meeting. She said it literally ended the meeting, that everybody that gave up on them. But it takes informed people to shut all this down. And like I said, once you accept money from any of these organizations, doesn't make any difference which one, you have formed a nexus. And a nexus is a bond, link, or connection. And you are then bonded to that government agency, which has already formed a nexus with all of the other government agencies, as well as the federal agencies. And if you ask your people that, they'll say no. Say, well, let me see your memorandums of cooperation. Go in her office and say, I want to see your memorandums of cooperation. They should have them filed. And there it'll show who they have filed a memorandum of cooperation. Sometimes it's a memorandum of cooperation, understanding. Doesn't make any difference whether it's cooperation or understanding. They're the same thing. And you can prove that these people are bonded with these other organizations. So if you take money from any of them, you're hooked. It's as simple as that. Okay, now, I started to talk about this the other day, and I didn't get the story finished. So let me kind of hurriedly run through the first part again. But this 68-year-old, again, in Michigan. See, people got the idea all this is taking place out west. It's not. It's in every county and every state. Just if it's not in your county, it will be, but it's definitely in every state, even Hawaii and Alaska. Okay, this is a 68-year-old Michigan resident. His name is John Rapanos. And he was sentenced for the third time on August the 18th by Federal District Court Judge Lawrence P. Zetkoff. Now, he has 175-acre land, and what he did, he moved some dirt around on that land without first getting a federal permit. Now, we as landowners, whether you're a landowner, whether you've got a backyard or whatever it happens to be, we've always moved land around. We didn't go to the king. We didn't bow down and worship his golden image and beg him for a permit to do these things. We did them because they needed to be done, and in most instances did it with our own money, all right? I say most instances. Back in the 50s, 60s, we did get federal help on building terraces and waterways and farm ponds, but the federal government was totally different then than it is today. No, those people are gone. You've got a new regime, people. Anyway, so they arrested him because he didn't get a permit to move this dirt around, okay? So the judge set aside the conviction. He called it because of deficiencies in the prosecution's presentation. A federal appellate court reversed Judge Zatkoff's actions and ordered him to sentence Rapanos. Now, the feds step in here, see? Well, it's fed to start with. At the sentence hearing, and the sentence hearing followed an illegal immigrant that was arrested for selling drugs, okay? He was a dope peddler. The judge signaled his disgust at the Justice Department's prosecution of Rapanos with this bench comment. He said, so here we have a person who comes to the United States and commits crimes of selling dope, and the government asked me to put him in prison for 10 months. Now we have an American citizen who buys land, pays for it with his own money, and he moves some sand from one end to the other, and the government wants me to give him 63 months in prison. Now, if that isn't our system gone crazy, he says, I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to do it. Well, at his second sentencing, Judge Zetkoff sentenced him then to 200 hours of community service, 3 years probation, and fined him $185,000, each of which Rapanos paid. He did it all. He worked for 200 hours. He spent $185,000 fine. Now, that did not satisfy John Ashcroft, because the Justice Department then stood in and said that Zetkoff, the judge, had not imposed prison time. The appellate court, at the Justice Department's urging, ordered Judge Zetkoff to imprison Rapanos for a minimum of 10 months. And that wasn't enough. The government is asking for civil damages against him in the amount of $10 million, forfeiture of 81 acres of his land, and $3 million in mitigation fees. Now, let's realize he's already been fined and paid his fines once, okay? Now, I think I got about that far the last time, and the clock caught us, and we were something else came up. But here's what you have to get. Peg Bostwick. B-O-S-T, Bostwick. W-I-C-K, Peg. She is the Federal Wetlands Program Coordinator for Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality. And here was her statement. She says that most property owners choose to work with us instead of arguing. Mr. Rapanos was the exception to that rule. Now, if every landowner would argue, they couldn't do anything. The courts would be so jam-packed with property owners that they couldn't do anything. But most people go along to get along. And most people go to the king and they worship him. By worshiping him, I mean they bow down before him and beg him for a permit. I keep talking about Monitor County because I live. My house is not in Monitor County. I wish it was, but it's not. But I live in Monitor County, so to speak. And the Monitor County county commissioners did exactly what Rapanos did. They had a bridge going out, and they repaired the bridge. Did an excellent job. Made a good job of it. The bridge is fixed. It's not going to wash out anymore. But they didn't go and bow down to the king. Now, I don't know how this thing turned out, but they've been getting fined thousands of dollars a day or something like that because they did it without a permit. If you don't worship the right God, hey, you're doomed. And, of course, God today is no longer the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who made heaven and earth. The God today is whoever sits in that office that has the authority to issue permits. Anyhow, that is my sermonette for this day. I hear music in the background. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. I'll give our telephone number in case you'd like to call. Your calls are welcome. The number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. The other day, I commented on a program that was going to be held at Gainesville, Missouri, and said, you know, property rights people need to be there. And we have testimony coming from Gainesville, Missouri today. Hi, Russell. You're on the air.
Hello, Derry.
You bet. What happened at your meeting?
Pardon?
I see. What happened at your meeting?
Oh, okay. There were a lot of people there that were landowners. And they let it be known that they weren't in favor of this at all.
Now, what was the meeting about?
It was about the scenic byway.
Scenic byway meeting.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed to be more locally driven. There were some people there in the business that it would benefit from that, you know, the tourist business and so forth. And then there were the people, the landowners, that spoke pretty enthusiastically against it. So I think one thing about this, though, that's different is this scenic byways program has to be approved by the county commission. So you do at least have elected people involved in this, whereas the meeting you were talking about in Jamestown, it was pretty much agency people running it.
Right.
There was a fellow from the Missouri Department of Transportation there, and he... He was the one with all the information and so forth. But it wasn't a room full of agency people. So that was helpful. But I think the local landowners are going to speak up and make themselves heard. Well, they proved that. And the commissioners will have to answer to them one way or the other. So...
Yeah, see, as long as you have elected officials, you have at least a little bit of a rein on their activities.
Right.
But, boy, these councils that are just self-appointed, and they come in there with the authority to fine you and do all of these things, it's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, Russell, I appreciate your call on that. Hey, keep us informed.
Well, we will, and I'm trying to make arrangements to send you folks some rocks up there.
Some rocks?
Yeah, we have plenty, and you don't seem to have any. And I still don't know how you stop your dog when it keeps running the cows if you don't have a rock to throw.
How do you kill a snake? Oh, you're not supposed to kill snakes anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, thanks a lot, Russell.
All right.
Okay, let's go to John in Minnesota. Hi, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, greetings, Derek. Years ago, Prince Charles was in front of the United Nations, and I happened to see the presentation. He had just toured the United States, and he said to the people in the U.N. that this was the most beautiful country and so on and so forth.
Hey, can you hold on a minute? I hear music, and it means we're going to have to take the final break of the hour. Just stand by through the commercials, and we'll be right back, okay?
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution. Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy. Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95 check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Solar energy, photovoltaics, wind power, biodiesel, it all really works, and you can cut the startup cost by doing it yourself. Learn how with these instructional videos from moreenergy.org. Larry Reich takes you through the process step by step to show how you too can cut your energy costs. Just call 1-800-228-5284 for more information. That's 1-800-228-5284. Reduce your dependency on big oil companies. Take that first step to becoming energy independent. Learn how to install your own solar water heating system, a photovoltaic system, wind energy system, and make your own biodiesel. Books available to make homemade fuel and plans for creating your own dome home. MoreEnergy.org wants to help you implement renewable energy projects. Video titles are $25 each and can be ordered by MasterCard or Visa by calling toll-free 1-800-228-5284. 1-800-228-5284.
We have returned. Okay, John in Minnesota, you were telling us about Prince Charles.
Yeah, anyhow, Prince Charles stated that this country was beautiful like a park. He said there was only one problem. There are too many people contaminating this parkland.
Oh, that's right.
Now, you know, to the normal person, they'd say, so. But you have to understand Prince Charles is standing in the satanic New World Order. He is one of the highest level of illuminists in the world. When he makes a request that there be less people on his parkland, he's not kidding. All of this fallout, the UN is totally owned, totally controlled by the Illuminati. And when they make their moves, watch out, because they are going to carry them out if they have to kill you to do it.
Well, they're working at that. There's no doubt about it. it's amazing to see how that we are getting involved in these sustainable developments, the scenic byways, the watershed programs, the scenic rivers, I mean the heritage programs. It's happening all over the United States, and in no instance, not one, do they ever say, you know, this country was founded on private property, and we need to let more people buy this land. No, the government just takes more and more and more land, and that Wilderness Act goes back to 1964 to Jimmy Carter, and he put out, I don't remember, 100,000 acres or something like that. Maybe it was a million, I don't remember. That was in the Wilderness Program. Now, I mean, there's more land in the Wilderness Program than there is in all of the state of California. And they're wanting more every day. But, hey, I appreciate your call. Let's move on here. We're about out of time to BD in Indiana. Hi, BD.
Hi, Derry. Who issues these permits that you were referring to?
Well, it depends upon what agency you're dealing with. I know EPA probably puts out more permits than, you know, is more important in issuing permits than anybody. But then you've got the, all the... Who takes care of the river, Jeff?
The Heritage Commission?
No, no. Well, if I could name them, I'd name them.
This well, would the U.S. Soil and Conservation Service be an example of that?
I don't know whether they are or not, because the Corps of Engineers is what I was trying to think of. I know the Corps of Engineers issues permits. EPA issues permits. But like I said, your soil and water conservation people, at least at the local level, they have signed a nexus with these memorandum of understanding with the EPA and with these other things. So they're working with them on this. So the permit would probably come from your Corps of Engineers or from the Environmental Protection Agency or something.
Well, I've got an example here of a nearby farmer here in Knox County a couple years ago. Had a wet spot on his ground, and he was going to do something about that. And I don't know if a neighbor blew the whistle on him or what, but some bureaucrat hot-footed out there in about 2 hours' time and confronted him and stopped it. But he wasn't clear as to what office this Jaybird was out of.
But see, he ought to know. I mean, that's your business to find out all of these things and know exactly what's going on, because you mentioned the Prince Charles. You know, these people, they've never worked a day in their life like you and I have. And it's they don't have any understanding, and even why would we allow a foreigner to tell us what to do in this country anyway? And even our Supreme Court's going to do this now. Our Supreme Court is studying foreign court cases. So what? They don't need to do that. We have plenty of supposedly intelligent people here that can make up our decisions for us. But anyway, I appreciate your call, BD. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again. but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the